evening to all of you. It's indeed a great pleasure and certainly an honor to make a few brief remarks following the statement that has just been made by the Director General, by you, Pascal. I shall certainly not try to cover the ground that you've just covered. Rather, I would like mainly to echo your congratulations to the editors of this volume, and this is Professor Sue Arrowsmith of the University of Nottingham and my dear friend Robert Anderson, head of the small but very effective Secretariat Government Procurement team. Ladies and gentlemen, it's well known some people have difficulties with the procedure of getting to sleep. To help in that process, they sometimes buy themselves a book. And you know, one of those very complex and arid books which make you start yawning after reading only a few paragraphs. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's what you're looking for, you shouldn't buy yourself the book that is presented today. The WTO regime on government procurement, challenge and reform, that's the title of this Bible, is indeed as exciting as a thriller, full of suspense, and masterfully written by a group of most talented investigators. There is neither a murder in the Orient Express, nor the Sheriff of Nottingham, just the brilliant scholar of Nottingham University and a group of excellent WTO experts on government procurement touching upon those multi-billion questions. How do the states spend those 15% to 20% of GDP to function, and what are the prelateral rules governing that area of international trade? I do believe that this volume and the various chapters contained therein could not be more timely. It thoroughly canvasses a wide range of issues relating to the past, present, and future of the GPA, including the revised text of the agreement and the coverage negotiations, which I hope and believe are and now very close to a conclusion. It devotes considerable attention to the all-important question of accessions to the agreement, which over time are likely to transform the agreement from a prelateral to a quasi-multilateral arrangement. Beyond this, the book goes into many important and interesting questions concerning the significance of government procurement provisions in regional trade agreements, social policy issues, and other matters. Certainly, the book edited by Sue and Rob will also be very useful in connection with the so-called future work programs of the Committee on Government Procurement. By now, it's clear that these work programs will be an important element of the overall settlement in the negotiations, and while the details remain to be settled, they will in all likelihood include important elements on matters such as comparative approaches to the treatment of small and medium-sized enterprises, sustainability or green procurement, social policy, and other important issues that are addressed in the volume. So, Sue and Rob, your book is definitely a terrific input to our work, to what we are doing year in, year out. While the essays in the volume are of direct interest to the members of the committee, they are also, in my view, aimed at a wider audience. In this respect, the present volume is a continuation of a mission that, and I think we have to call it a mission, that Professor Arrowsmith, as the leading academic on this subject in the world, commenced upon many years ago. All of us who work in the field of international trade and public procurement have benefited from her thoughtful analysis and insights, and I'm confident that the present volume will compare very well with her many other books on related subjects. So, Sue, thank you very much for undertaking this project. While still in the presence of the Director General, I would also like to comment on the role of the Secretariat in contributing to this volume and in the WTO's work in the area of government procurement generally. Without diminishing the contributions of any of the authors represented in the book, it's worth noting that fully six of the book's chapters have been authored or co-authored by past or present or future members of the WTO Secretariat Government Procurement Team. And this, in my view, certainly represents a very important intellectual contribution. Moreover, this contribution is over and above the excellent work that the team does in supporting the work of the Committee on Government Procurement, their technical assistance activities, and so forth. And believe me, I really know well what this represents. It's an enormous amount of work. The team's ability to do all of this is due, in my judgment, largely to Rob Anderson's leadership and organization abilities, and also to his ability to inspire colleagues to interact very effectively with academics on the level of Sue Arrowsmith, while still carefully coordinating his team and ensuring timely and very effective discharge of the daily responsibilities of the Secretariat in supporting me, the parties, and the committee in their work. So congratulations, Rob, to you and to the past and present members of your team that are present here today. I've seen Kojo here in public, also Josefita, Anna, Philippe, Cathy, and Audrey, and it's really amazing and gratifying. It's an amazing and gratifying experience to work with you. One final point. The publication of this book has made me even more mindful than previously of the supreme importance for world trade, development, and the future of the WTO of concluding the present negotiations on the text and coverage of the agreement. Indeed, the book makes very clear that the GPA has an appointment with destiny. It is in the process of transitioning from being a relatively low-profile, though important, trilateral arrangement to a central pillar of the WTO system. By working on this topic very intensively for the last 4 years, I'm absolutely convinced of that. The accessions to the agreement that are currently being negotiated themselves represent a very sizable, indeed a huge addition to the market access commitments that are covered by the WTO agreements. And they also, as you have noticed, Pascal, represent a major contribution to international governance. So to realize this vision, it's vital that the parties to the agreement move swiftly towards a conclusion of the present negotiation, which in turn will allow the revised agreement to come into force and facilitate the pending accessions. Having said that and sounded one more time like a broken record on that topic, I thank you all and congratulate you once more, Sue and Rob. Thank you very much for the job. Very well done. Thank you. Thank you.